So you said that a picket fence would be about how big?
I'd say pickets would usually be not over 2.5 inches wide. And a board would be, you know, be 6-8 inches wide.
But they're made differently then, right?
Yeah, pickets would be very vertical. Your boards would most likely, not always, but usually would be horizontal and longer. Pickets would only be 4-5 feet long, however, the height to your fence.
Okay, and rail fences then?
Well, a rail would be just, the way you get a rail, you split the timber. And it's split into pieces that you can handle, say 3, 4, 5 inches in size. And they stack them one on top of the other. That's what it matters, really, the way it's made.
Mm-hmm. I see. But then you nail them together, right?
And just lay them on top of one another. Don't nail it. On a rail.
Wouldn't they fall over?
Well, I have seen the wind blow them down, but usually they don't.
Okay. Do you have
the way they used to build them a long time ago when timber was plentiful? They'd build a, lay the thing down there, and then they what they call stake and rider it. They put a stick of stake in the ground on either side, and they'd lean across the fence like that. And then they'd lay one rail in the top up there for a rider, they'd call it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's a different kind of rail fence. Wow.
That'd be a rail fence. Same thing I showed you there, other than it would just carry it on up high as you want it, and then stake and rider it, what they call stake and rider it.
Could you draw a picture of that right here? A stake and rider? Because that looked a little bit different. Here, why don't you draw it on the same sheet?
Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can. I never did learn how to draw. Now that's what fuzzed me. What I want to do now is to make that thing look like it comes on up this way. But I can't draw that.
Oh, I understand. So
you
have a rail coming straight at you.
Want one directly over this one and over this one. Mm-hmm. And I get mixed up whether to put my mark here or drop out here a little bit.
I think that would do it.
I don't know what will or not.
Yeah, I understand. Well, then you have two sticks sort of like in an X.
Now you see, I got two crosses in there. Well, you don't belong to show two crosses. You see what I got there?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it looked like my rail gets over to the side. It ought to show right on top of this one's what I want.
Okay.
I can't draw.
Then you would make it sort of like in an X or in a cross and lay the rails on top of it?
If that was coming up one right on top, directly on top of the other one, and then your stake, you'd have one long stake that went into the ground. Say this is your ground level here. That would go into the ground. You stick it into the ground, and it would go across this top like that. And you'd have another one that went into the ground on the opposite side over here, and it would come back across like this. Well, I'm pointing in the wrong direction. And then you'd put one rail right in the cross up in here. I can't draw. That's where you caught.
Yeah, well, that's... I think if you explain it to me, maybe I can get it rather than...
I can show you.
Okay.
Your rail fence would be built like this. If you had enough pencil to just keep piling them like that.
Yeah, I understand.
Now
so you
then,
pile them alternating in different directions.
And this
directions.
Would be your ground level. And you buy that up as high as you wanted it. And then your stake, what you call a stake, would be another rail, piece of rail, put into the ground here, leaning across here. You'd have it into the ground over here and come across this way. Then you'd have this,